Chase Crass has it knocked away. Puck is paddled for at the blue line of the Warriors' zone. Right up against the crowd on the far side. And now the Warriors will flip it ahead. Trying to chase it down is Owen Pergalski. Pergalski will chase it down below the goal line, right-hand side. Pergalski gets knocked off the puck. Still fighting for it. Puck comes loose. Picked up by DePoint. DePoint in front. DePoint could not get a shot off. Now Jake Hain in left corner. Hain gets knocked off the puck. Puck moved along the boards. Captain at the point. Puck the flex to the left corner. Puck in below the goal line. Cooper DePoint. DePoint gets hit hard. This has been a physical game. And now the puck is cleared by New Richmond back down ice. Chasing it down for the Warriors is Shea Jones. Jones passes ahead. Warriors trying to beat New Richmond on a line change. Deflected in deep by DePoint. Puck in behind the New Richmond cage. Played by the Tigers. Up through center ice. Off the near side boards. Could not connect on that pass. Picked up by Ethan Rohde. Rohde's pass knocked down. Puck is still bouncing around between the circles. Puck then shot goes wide to the near side pipe. Now a centering pass by New Richmond. A shot and a goal. Fed in front, backhanding it home, I believe was Colin Olson for New Richmond. Have to wait and see, but I think it was Colin Olson. And responding again is New Richmond. 12 minutes and 23 seconds of the time of that goal. Again, we have seen ourselves a good, exciting game here. Was hoping for a little less excitement after that two-goal lead, but now it's 4-3. Warriors 4, New Richmond 3. 4:37 to go in period number two.
Scoring for the Tigers. Pass for the 23 of the second period by number 21, Colin Olson.
Buzz Olson.
Assisted by number 7, Zaylen Sweet. Olson from Sweet, 12:23.
Zaylen Sweet with the assist. He got it below the goal line. Fed it in front. 21 shots on net for New Richmond, 17 shots on net for the Warriors. Face off in the offensive zone for New Richmond. Puck rolled into the left corner. Puck below the goal line. Played by Joe Gravine. Moves it to the near side boards. Big final 4-plus minutes of this period. Warriors do not want to let this lead slip away. Puck is now rolled into the New Richmond end. Behind the cage, Canton Lajeunesse. Puck in the near corner below the goal line, left-hand side. Fight for the puck. Back to the left point, kept in nicely by Wassell West and Shea Jones, but now picked up behind the cage by Lajeunesse. Lajeunesse flips it forward, up to center. Now here come the Tigers, into the zone. With it is Wojcicki. Wojcicki thrown in front. Puck is flipped in wide of the pipe by Zayden Sweet. Now the Warriors get it back. Puck rolls into the New Richmond end of the rink. Far side corner, moved behind the cage to the near side. Pinching in is Cooper DePoint, trying to get there for the Warriors. Battle for the puck. Losing his stick is Kay Damro. Now here comes New Richmond. Puck left-hand side to Chapman. Chapman rolls it down below the goal line. Pass between the circles. Nobody there for New Richmond. Warriors ahead. Here comes a break-in. Pergalski. Pergalski a shot. And just getting a piece of it was Bowman. Pergalski gets it back. Pergalski thrown in front. Now deflected. Gravina shot. Blocked into the right corner. Pergalski did not get all the way to the goalie. He fired it. He felt some pressure from behind. I think he would have liked to have got a little bit closer before that shot attempt. Puck back to center. Warriors trying to work their way back up ice. With it is oh, beautiful finger shot and a save! Puck is still fought for. Cooper to point, fed it on the right-hand side to Pergalski and a big stop made by Bowman. Puck back to the point, picked up now by New Richmond. Beautiful vision that time by Cooper DePoint. Back up ice. Here comes New Richmond and Chapman. And a poke checked away at the last moment by Teagan Rasmus. Puck now fed out top, taken away by the Warriors. Here comes DePoint again. DePoint had a poke checked away before he got to the zone. Puck is now played by Chase Crass, who's at right-hand side. Rasmus into the zone. Rasmus, shot goes wide of the cage. Near side, Pergalski deflected wide of the far side pipe. In the right corner, Teagan Rasmus. Fed in front, a shot and a save. Rebound. The net is off its moorings, but they haven't blown the whistle. Puck in behind the cage and cleared out. It'll be an icing on New Richmond. Some good chances there for the Warriors. 2 minutes even to go in period number two. 4-3 West, 21-19 edge now in shots for New Richmond. Face off left of Bowman. Sander to Bile, taking the draw for the Warriors. Puck is battled for, won by New Richmond. With it is Brody Jackson, and knocked away. Puck is kept in for a moment by the Warriors. Now a delayed offside on West. The puck is cleared back to center. Puck will be played in his own zone by Canton Lajeunesse. Lajeunesse flips it ahead. Could not connect. That will go all the way down ice. And that will be icing on New Richmond. Boy, love to get another one if you're West here late. We saw New Richmond get a couple late in the first period. Warriors like to, I think, turn the tables. Get a multi-goal lead going into the third. Face-off is battle for, trying to grab control of it for West. Hendrick Stamrow not able to do so. Puck back to the point, shot, save is made, rebound! Fed in front, and the Warriors cannot get a shot off, and the puck is cleared. Boy, it was a soft shot. The save was made, but a juicy rebound left by Bowman. Again, he is given some opportunities for the Warriors. Puck back to center. Puck is battled for. Delayed offside on New Richmond. They'll touch up. Puck is cleared back to center by the Warriors and chipped in deep. Chasing it down, trying to get there first is Kay Damrell fighting against Tanner Guess. Puck in behind the New Richmond cage. Now left-hand side, Hendrick Stamrow with a minute in the period. Hendrick Stamrow fighting for it. Has the puck. Stamrow behind the cage, trying to feed it in front. Got knocked away by Caden Wojcik. Puck cleared back to center now. Here comes New Richmond. Knocked away from Jackson. Good play by Joe Gravine. Joe will get the puck up to center. Pass ahead. Here, oh, and an offside. It was going to be a break-in. And Coach Brandt and the entire Warrior bench is livid. The long pass to Caden Boleyn at the blue line. He made the grab, was heading in for a breakaway, then the whistle blows for an offside. Oh man, that would have been a great opportunity for Caden Boleyn. So a face-off, and now the officials are going to get together and decide where the face-off is going to be. It'll be at neutral ice. 39.7 seconds to go, period number two. Face-off won by the Warriors. Here comes Cooper to point. Had it poked away. Cooper, now a delayed offside on West. They will clear the zone. New Richmond will bring it back to center. Long outlet pass, does not connect. Where's the icing? I don't know. Played deep in the Wausau West zone. Puck on the far side boards. Kept in deep by New Richmond. Tegan Rasmus to Gravine behind the cage. Puck back to center. Here come the Warriors. Cooper to point. Gets it ahead. Chase Kras, a shot gets deflected and then off the goalie. Good chance there for the Warriors. Puck in the left corner. Picked up by New Richmond and the final seconds will tick off and the period will come to an end. Getting knocked down is Kras. He gets up a little bit late. But we have seen ourselves a very physical and a very exciting first two periods of hockey. Wausau West 4, New Richmond 3. We'll come back, recap the scoring of this one, look at the goalie numbers as well coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include iClinic of Wisconsin, Applegate Terrace and Wausau Manor Health Services, Subway, Stewart, Bridge, Merrill, and Rib Mountain Stores, and Bartell Insurance Service. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
I'm Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BowFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes back again from New Richmond. End of the second period. Wausau West 4, New Richmond 3. Taking a look at the scoring, which has been a very exciting one here from New Richmond. Really a game that has a lot on the line. The Warriors and New Richmond. A week from tomorrow will be the seeding meeting. And these teams both in Division 1, Sectional number 1. The winner of this one would have a pretty good claim to be the number 2 seed in the bracket. And right now, the Warriors with that one-goal lead. over the New Richmond Tigers. But looking at the scoring, the Warriors got on the board first. 4 minutes and 36 seconds of the second period. It was Chase Crass with the goal. Assist by Tyler Wendell, and the Warriors had a 1-0 lead. Then the Warriors would make it 2-1 at 7:41 of the first period on the power play, as it was Cooper DePoit lighting the lamp from the top of the left faceoff circle. Assist on the play went to Owen Pregalski, and the Warriors led 2-0. Thought for a moment or two that the Warriors might carry that lead into the first intermission, but it was New Richmond responding late in the period. First on the power play at 14:53, Brody Jackson on a rebound scored. Jamison Unger and Zaylen Sweet had the assist on that play, and that made it 2-1. Then in the final minute of the period, an odd man rush for the Tigers. And with 51 seconds in the period, lighting the lamp was Steven Chapman. Assist went to Colin Olson, and that made it 2-1. And that would be the score at the end of one period of play. Like the first period, the Warriors were able to come out in the second period and be able to reestablish a two-goal lead. At 8:21, it was Jake Hain giving the Warriors the lead back. Hain with the goal. Xander DeBio with the assist, and the Warriors had a 4-3 lead. And then a minute 15 after that, the Warriors would make it 4-2. Cade Damrow took a nice feed from Hendricks Damrow and ripped it home. So Cade Damrow with the goal, Hendricks Damrow, and also Caden Boley with the assist, made it 4-2. But then New Richmond responded at 12:23. Colin Olson with the goal, assist to Zaylen Sweet, 4-3. Through two periods, 21 shots on net for New Richmond, 18 saves made by Julian Scalcucci, and 20 shots on net for Wausau West, 16 saves made by goaltender Drake Bowman. 4-3 Warriors. We will have Wausau West hockey on Tuesday night against East Merrill United, 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock for the first face-off, starting with the pregame at 6:45 again. It will be live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.FM and the Civic Media app. So again, Sports 2 stream, Tuesday night, 6:45, Wausau West and EMU. And then Thursday night, Wausau West against DC Everest, live on 98.9 WXCO and online, 6:50 pregame and 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. 4-3, Warriors over New Richmond. Third period coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Just about ready to go. Period number three. Again, this has been just a battle. I mean, the physicality has been off the charts here today. 4-3. Warriors over the New Richmond Tigers. And a up and down game. And flows in momentum. Overall, very even. 21 shots on net for New Richmond. 20 shots on net so far for Wausau West. 5-on-5 hockey to begin play in the third. Face-off taken by the Warriors. Jake Haynes fighting for it, but then backhanded in deep by New Richmond. Played by Julian Scalcucci to Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus behind his own cage, getting pressured. Coming to help is DeBile. DeBile moves it left-hand side to Tyler Wendell. Wendell moves it near side. Jake Haynes. Haynes will chop at it. Picked up now by DeBile. DeBile gets it to center. Now Jake Haynes. Haynes, right wing side. Gets it into the deep right wing corner. Play now by the Tigers. Off the boards. Captain at the point nicely by Kuharski. Shot hit the side of the net. Puck is still fought for behind the cage. Puck moved to the far side corner. Now Cade Damrell. Damrell moves it behind the net to the right wing side. Puck will be cleared back to the Wausau West blue line. But then the Warriors get it right back into the offensive zone. Puck below the goal line, left wing. Getting there first is Bjorn Bonneman. Bonneman, long pass ahead. Could not connect with Steven Chapman. Cherry picking just a little bit. Could not get there, and it turns into an icing on New Richmond. Tyler Wendell right below me. Looks like he's been injured. He's heading to the locker room. Tyler Wendell holding one of his arms heading into the locker room. So there's a loss for the Warriors. Face-off drawn behind the New Richmond cage. 15:50 to go. 4-3 Wausau West. Here comes New Richmond through center ice. Caden Wojcik. Wojcik's a shot. Save, rebound, and another save. The rebound came to the left. A quick release by Zaylin Sweet. Back-to-back good stops made by Julian Scalcucci. Puck is dumped in deep by the Warriors. But the Wausau West sophomore keeps the one-goal lead. Puck is hit deep by the Warriors. Trying to grab it was Pergalski, could not do so. Puck back up the center. Played now by the Tigers. Left-hand side. Dumped in deep by Tanner Guess. Goes to the far side corner. Moon along the board. Warriors trying to get it out of their own zone. Puck is kept in deep by New Richmond. Tegan Rasmus. Oh, turned over. Puck left face-off circle. To the fed in front. A shot and another save. A feed in from Bjorn Bonneman to Gage Fox. And coming up with another big stop is Galcucci. Cannot afford to give up the puck in your own zone. That's what happened, and it gave New Richmond a great opportunity. Face-off is won by the Warriors, but the puck comes loose. Picked up again by the Tigers, left-hand side. Bonneman a shot and a glove save. Saved by Scalcucci. It's going to be a long third period unless the Warriors can take a little pressure off their goalie. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Won by the Warriors. Moved to the far side. Puck is kept in again. Right face off circle. There's a shot. Gets deflected out of play. Lance Howard from the right face off circle. Had his shot deflected. But right now, the puck staying in the Wausau West end. Makes it easy for me to see because I'm right down here. But I'd rather be looking at the other end of the rink with the Warriors controlling it in the offensive zone. Face off left of Scalcucci. Draw one by New Richmond. Puck goes in behind the cage. Played now by Hendrix Damrell. Shea Jones trying to move it along the near side boards. Kept it deep again. Behind the cage, Ethan Rohde. Rohde gets it back to neutral. Flip back in, delayed offside. Clearing the zone is New Richmond. Jones will flip it through center. Deflected by Kay Damrell. Damrell still fighting for it as the puck is in the New Richmond zone. In behind the cage. Playing it is Kratovics. Turns it over. Right face-off circle. Shot and a save. Hendrix Damrell picked off that pass. Fired from the right face-off circle. Stop made by Drake Bowman. But now here comes New Richmond again. Up the right-hand side. With it is Chapman. Chapman had it knocked away. Good defensive work that time by Shea Jones. And now Jones is having a few words with Jamison Unger. And the goaltender was run into after the whistle. Julian Scalcucci is down on the ice. Shaken up. It looks like Julian Scalcucci holding his head as he took a shot as one of the New Richmond players made a run. Julian Scalcucci working his way back to his skates. But boy, no penalty called. Warrior assistant coach Travis Brown walking out, making sure everything is okay for Julian Scalcucci. Scalcucci looks like he's going to be A-OK. 26 shots on net for New Richmond. 21 for the Warriors. .13:45 to go in the game. 4-3, Wausau West with the lead. Scalcucci taking a drink from his water bottle. Gonna have to get his helmet back on. Get ready to go. Taking his time as he gets reset. Face-off will be in the offensive zone for New Richmond. New Richmond is in first place in the Big Rivers Conference, 9-1. They are 14-4 overall. They beat Bayport here last night, 3-0. That was a night they put more than 70 shots on net. But ready to get back to action. Face-off will be left of Julian Scalcucci. Face-off won by the Warriors, and West up to center. Here comes Wausau West into the zone. Shot attempt goes high and wide of the cage. Taking that shot was Parker Barrero for Wausau West. Puck is battled for, deep left corner. Now in behind the cage. Puck moved to the right-hand side. Back to the point, but it goes between the defensemen all the way back to Julian Scalcucci. Scalcucci will hand it off. Then losing the puck is Rasmus. Fed in front, went off a skate just wide of the near side pipe. That nearly was disaster for the Warriors. Turnover, then the centering pass went off a defenseman's skate and almost deflected to the back of the net. So another offensive zone draw coming up for New Richmond. 13-11 to go, third period, 4-3 Warriors. Nice crowd on hand, filling up most of the seats. People standing outside the glass as well here in New Richmond. Face off, back to the point, shot and a save again. And another offensive zone draw coming up for New Richmond as they continue to win the territorial battle here early in period number three. Face off, drawn below the goal line, left-hand side. Still a fight for it. Excuse me. Puck is played now by New Richmond. Center in front, turning and firing and getting a piece of it with Scalcucci. Feed between the circles to Gage Fox. Another good opportunity. Now the Warriors the other way. Kras moves the left-hand side. Pergalski. Pergalski fires it right into the chest of goaltender Drake Bowman from the left face-off circle. Bowman has settled in a little better in the last part of this game. He had looked pretty shaky, I thought, for the first period and a half or so. He's made a few better saves to keep New Richmond within one. Warriors will win the draw. Dumped in. Puck in below the goal line. With it is Cooper DePoint. DePoint still fighting for it. Puck moved to the far side boards. Flipped up into the air, back to center by the Tigers. Playing it now is Ethan Rohde. Rohde moves it right, chase Kras. Kras into the zone. Kras fires a shot, gets deflected by the defenseman wide of the cage. Puck is now played to the point, capped in by the Warriors, then deflects back to center. New Richmond trying to break it back up ice, then flip back into their own zone, but now through center ice. With it is Jamison Unger. Unger, right faceoff circle. Unger a shot. Another stop made by Scalcucci, and he'll hold on. 8-2 edge and shots on net in the third period for New Richmond. 29-22 for the game. 12:03 on the clock. 4-3. West with the lead. Face off. Puck in behind the Wausau West cage. Move to the far side corner. Petrovics. Petrovics getting bodied up. Joe Gravine there. Also Caden Boleyn. But now puck is back to the point. With it is Langenis. Langenis. Right face off circle. A shot and a big save. A one-timer from the bottom of the right face-off circle by Max Kretovics, but going from his right to the left to make the big stop again is Scalcucci. Nice feed from the left point to the bottom of the right face-off circle. Kretovics one-timed it, but quick reaction by Scalcucci to make another big save. Scalcucci playing his best hockey here in the third period. Puck back to center ice, played now by the Tigers. Chip back into the zone. Rolls into the left corner. Trying to get there first is Ethan Rohde. Fight for the puck. The physicality continues. Now Wausau West to center. Bounces off the stick of Cade Damrell. Back up ice comes New Richmond. Back to the point. Slap shot. Save! It got through that time, Julian. But fortunately deflected just wide of the near side pipe. Sometimes you need a little bit of a break there, too. Back up ice again comes New Richmond. Puck is grabbed by the Warriors and flipped back to center. Now picked up at neutral. Into the zone, Hendricks Damrell. Damrell trying to get around the defender. Damrell now below the cage. Damrell still fighting for it. Now Damrell left-hand side. Getting banged into the boards again. Back to the point. Kept in nicely by Drake Kuharski. Still chopping at it. Picked up by the Warriors near the blue line. Capped in again by Hendricks Damrell. Now the Warriors will make a line change. down to 10:40 to go. Still 4-3, Wausau West. Now the puck is flipped out of the zone and all the way down ice, and that'll be icing on New Richmond. Warriors on the bench just below me and to the right, pounding on the boards. Offensive zone draw coming up now for Wausau West. Parker Barrero will take this faceoff for the Warriors. Faceoff is fought for, now goes back to center ice. Played by Drake Kuharski, he'll dump it in deep. Goes in behind the cage, now to the right wing corner. Dug out by New Richmond. Whiff on the first pass attempt, but now the Tigers do get it back up to center. Through center ice, with it is Sweet. Sweet had a poke checked away, and the Warriors get it back to the blue line. New Richmond back through center. Flipped ahead into the Warrior zone. Rolls into the right corner. Caden Wojcicki. Wojcicki behind the cage to Sweet. Sweet moves it near the right faceoff circle. Turning, firing, and missing the net was Colin Olsen. Olsen had a goal in the second period. Puck is back to center ice. Played by Wausau West and Jake Hain. Hain into the offensive zone. Hain rolls it in deep. Puck in the deep right wing corner. Puck is played around the boards. Capped in at the point again by the Warriors. Now New Richmond back up to center. Could not handle the pass. Cooper to Poit into the zone. DePoit shot gets blocked. Deflects below the goal line, left-hand side. DePoit fighting for it. DePoit had it knocked away into the right corner. Chase Krask going for it now for the Warriors. Krask getting bodied up. Puck is played. Pergalski trying to work his way in. Could not. Puck bouncing around below the goal line. Now gloved down by DePoit. Right faceoff circle. Back to the point. With it down front. Puck is bouncing around and then cleared out of trouble by New Richmond. Back to center. Ethan Rohde. Rohde has it knocked away. Puck is now played by the Warriors into the zone. Cooper to point. He'll be taken down. Delay penalty coming up. Wrap around a tip by Grass. And a save is made. Cooper to point is down again. He has taken a handful of really tough shots in this game. And right now, DePoit trying to work his way back to his skates. But the Warriors, as we near the midway point of this third period, will be heading to the power play. .854 on the clock in the third period. 4-3, Wausau West. And Cooper DePoit still down on his knees. And for the second time in this period, Travis Brown will go out there to take a look at one of his players. It's a five-minute major. Regan Savarine, junior defenseman, will be sent to the box for 5 minutes for New Richmond. Skating off under his own power is Cooper DePoit. Hopefully he'll be able to come back soon because you'd really like to see him as part of this five-minute major power play. But now the Warriors need to take advantage of this. Need to get something out of this five-minute man advantage. There's the faceoff. Won by New Richmond. Whipped along the boards to the right-hand side, but not out. Joe Gravine takes a big shot into the boards. Wow. Now with it is Rohde. Rohde thrown in front to blocked in front. And another penalty coming up. Yep. Gravine. And that he took a run. There's one thing to be physical, but another thing. Oh, they're giving a penalty on the Warriors. I thought that was going to be called on New Richmond. Now there goes part of that five-minute major. I thought for a moment it might be a 5-on-3. Gravine took a big shot into the boards. No penalty was called. Then Joel responded, and he's going to get 2 minutes. This is getting a little bit chippy out there. And as I said earlier, this could be the first of two. potential of another meeting, perhaps in a sectional semifinal. I think there's a decent shot that these teams could be number two and number three seeded in the bracket. Now it's 4-on-4 hockey for 2 minutes. Here's a shot deflected and a save is made. Julian Scalcucci with the save.
Also minor penalty for roughing at 8:18 in the third period.
Roughing on Gravine. Head contact on Savarin. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Face off control by New Richmond. Back to the point. With it is Langenis, who's at right-hand side. Bend to the near side face-off circle. Trying to deflect it was Bjorn Bonneman. Could not get it on net. Now the Warriors have it. Up through center ice. Left-hand side with it is Pergalski. Gets it to Shea Jones. Jones moves it forward. Chase Kras. Kras gets knocked down. Puck in the offensive zone, but then taken away by New Richmond. Back up ice come the Tigers. And then a whistle and an offside coming up on New Richmond. So a minute 22 remains for 4-on-4. Then the Warriors will head back to the power play for the remainder of that major. It will be about 2 minutes and 50 seconds or so still of 5-on-4 power play time for Wausau West. Win on the draw. Here comes New Richmond into the offensive zone. Puck bouncing around. Moved to the right faceoff circle. Now back to the point. Holding it is Howard. Howard rolls it in below the goal line. Now Bonneman. Bonneman moves it right-hand side. Along the boards, Langenis had it knocked away. Now through center ice. Caden Boleyn will chip it into the zone. Boleyn gets taken down, but no penalty. The West bench wanted it. It looked like it could have been called. But boy, again, playing right to the edge is New Richmond. Left-hand side, Boleyn. Boleyn now behind the cage. Boleyn fed in front. Oh, trying to cut to the net was Hendrix Damrell. Could not handle the pass. Puck is now played deep in the zone by Bjorn Bonneman. Now the Tigers get it back to center. Then dumped back in by Drake Kuharski. 33 seconds on the 4-on-4. Puck is played by New Richmond. They'll try to break their own zone. Not able to connect on the pass. Kuharski will flip it forward. Gets knocked back to the Wausau West zone. Kuharski gets it up to center. An offside coming up on New Richmond. Trying to hold it at the blue line was Max Ketrovic. Waiting for Gage Fox to clear the zone. Did not give Fox quite enough time. In 14 seconds, the Warriors will head back to the power play for 2 minutes and 48 seconds. 6:55 to go, third period. 4-3, Wausau West with the lead. Faceoff dumped in deep by New Richmond. Scalcucci will leave it for his defenseman, Shea Jones. Jones pass off the far side boards to center. Picked up, and another offside on New Richmond. Not enough patience. The last time it was Kretovic trying to hold on and let Fox clear the zone. That time it was Fox trying to hold on and let Ketrovic hold the zone, and neither one was successful. Two seconds left on the 4-on-4. Face-off is won by the Warriors, and now the power play begins again. Puck into the New Richmond zone. On the far side boards, grabbed by Caden Boleyn. Boleyn with the puck. Boleyn rolls it down low. Left face-off circle. Back to the point, Ethan Rohde. Rohde back to the left face-off circle. That is Hendrix Damrell. Now right face point. Now Damrell, left face-off circle, could not handle the pass. Then the puck is cleared by New Richmond. Scalcucci will flip it forward. Gets it back to center ice. Warriors get over the blue line, but a whistle and an offside this time on Wausau West. 2:17 to go on the Warrior power play. 6:11 to go in the third period. 4-3 Warriors. Face-off will occur in the offensive zone for New Richmond. Caden Boleyn taking the draw. Puck is won by the Warriors. Hendrix Damrell up to center ice. Damrell over the red line. Damrell moves the left-hand side. Cade Damrell could not control it. Puck is cleared again by New Richmond. Behind the Warrior cage, slowed down by Julian Scalcucci. Picked up by Ethan Rohde. Rohde gives it over to Hendrix Damrell. Damrell's pass deflects but goes into the New Richmond zone. Puck in below the goal line. Puck is now grabbed by the Tigers and cleared again. Played by Scalcucci. Scalcucci gives it off to Owen Pregalski. Down to a minute 40 on the power play. Pregalski into the zone. Moves it left-hand side. Upper slot. Shot by Hendrix Damrell. Deflects wide of the near side pipe. Puck is now picked up by Canton Lajeunesse. Lajeunesse gets it up the center. Warriors will take it back at their own blue line. Hendrix Damrell. Damrell through center. Crosses the red line. Crosses the blue line. Trying to get around the defenseman. Could not. And the puck is cleared. Not much going for this power play for the Warriors. Have not seen... Oh, turnover! Break-in! Shot and a save! A turnover and a break-in for Bjorn Bonneman. And a big stop made by Julian Scalcucci. Bjorn Bonneman had the opportunity for a shorthander to get it even. But Scalcucci, who has faced 12 shots in this period, have made 12 saves. Face off left of the Wausau West sophomore goalie. Minute 7 on the power play, 5:01 to go in the third. 4-3 West. Owen Pregalski will play the puck. Have not seen Cooper DePoit since he took that shot that led to the 5-minute penalty. Into the zone, Chase Crass. Crass turning the corner. Crass behind the cage. Crass to the left faceoff circle. Back to the point, Jones. Jones a shot. Locked in front. Right faceoff circle. Boleyn back to the point. Kept in by Jones for a moment. Now cleared back to center by New Richmond. Puck is deflected into the offensive zone for the Warriors. Cleared back out by New Richmond. 30 seconds on the power play. Warriors trying to break it through center ice. Could not connect. Puck off the near side boards. Played now by New Richmond at neutral. Knocked away by Caden Boleyn. Picked up by the Tigers. Into the zone. Chapman. Chapman. Right faceoff circle. Taken down. No penalty. Puck is back through center. Chase Crass. Crass into the zone. Crass right hand side. Crass behind the cage. Crass trying to feed it. Of course, Tegan Rasmus could not do so. And now back to 5-on-5. Into the zone, Chapman. Chapman feeds it in front. Knocked away. Boleyn will get it back to neutral. Down to 3:45 to go. And a whistle and another injured Warrior back at the other end of the rink. Boy, oh boy, that is Chase Crass now down in the deep left corner. And right now, as he jogs out to look at his player, Travis Brown was giving a few words to the referee. You talk about heavy hockey, and that's what we've seen here today. Very heavy hockey. And Chase Crass is going to get up, and he's going to be helped off. He has been shaken up. He is going to be helped. Looks like he's had his bell rung. So already, DePoit out, at least for the last few minutes, and now Chase Crass. And Coach B.J. Bratt right now is at the edge of the boards having an animated conversation with one of the referees. Yeah, the coach is very, very upset. Well, these teams have not played very often over the years. But this one is going to start a little rivalry based on this one, and especially if they get a crack to meet again in the sectionals. 3 minutes and 44 seconds to go. 4-3 Warriors, center ice faceoff. Drawn back into the New Richmond zone. Banged off the glass. Warriors keep it in. But then deflected away. Now up to center. Not able to connect on the pass with New Richmond. Warriors on the right-hand side. Jake Kane. Kane will chip it into the zone. Trying to chase it down in the right corner. Puck is grabbed. Xander DeBio centers in front. Kane a shot and a goal! DeBile got it in front to Jake Hain, and Jake Hain lights the lamp for the second time tonight, and the Warriors take a 5-3 lead. How about that? One of the Warrior captains, I had him on the big high school sports show a few weeks back, asked him about what he does well, and he said it was not scoring. He does a lot of other things well, but here, today, he's scoring. 13:37, the time of that goal for Jake Hain, and a huge goal to give the Warriors a little bit of a cushion. Nice feed from below the goal line by Xander DeBile as well. Third line here for the Warriors, which is missing one of their players as Wendell's been out. Parker Barrero stepped into that line since Wendell went out, and he got an assist as well as Xander DeBile. 5-3 Warriors. 3:09 to go in the game. That was only the third shot on net for the Warriors here in the third period. Face off to the left of Drake Bowman. Puck is moved to the far side boards. Puck up to center. Here comes New Richmond into the zone. Bonneman, a shot. Another stop made and a penalty. Oh, actually, nope, not a penalty. Puck was played with a high stick by the Warriors. But another good stop by Scalcucci on a rip from Bjorn Bonneman. Face off to the right of Scalcucci. Face off, fought for, picked up by Kate Damrell. Damrell will bring it through center. 3-on-2 for the Warriors. Gets it over to Boline. Boline had go off his skates. Takes away that potential odd man rush. Now below the goal line. Hendricks Damrell cannot handle the pass. And now cleared back to neutral by New Richmond. Puck is dumped in. Bounces off the mitt of the goalie Bowman. 2.5 minutes to go. Breaking back up ice comes New Richmond. Through center ice. Into the zone, Lajanis. Lajanis moves it right-hand side. Deflected away off the far side boards. Capped in by New Richmond. In the right corner, Lajanis. Lajanis. Fed in front, puck is loose and fought off again. Head first dive after it by Julian Scalcucci. Puck is now played again by the Tigers, and now a whistle. Not sure what the whistle is for right now. Tegan Rasmus having a conversation with the referee. Perhaps the net has come off. This has been quite a non-conference matchup here today. I mean, this has been just physical and intense, and now we're going to get a timeout. 2:08 to go, 5-3 Wausau West. A reminder, Monday night, high school girls basketball, marathon against Stanley Boyd, 7 o'clock, live here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Tuesday night, a doubleheader of high school sports. Live on 98.9 WXCO and online. Tom Weaver will be in marathon as the Red Raider boys host Newman Catholic. 7 o'clock airtime. Meantime, I will be at the Marathon Park Ice Arena on Tuesday night as the Wausau West hockey team will take on East Merrill United. We will have that game live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app. Starting at 6:45. That game will also air on delay following the Marathon Newman boys basketball game Tuesday night. Thursday night, Wausau West will host DC Everest in Valley Hockey. Again at Marathon Park. I'll be live at 6:50 on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. Friday night, Wausau West at DC Everest in boys basketball. 7 o'clock airtime. And then next Saturday, top two teams in the state in girls hockey, Central Wisconsin Storm number 2, Superior number 1, and we'll have that one at 1:50 next Saturday afternoon here on 98.9 WXCO. Empty net now for the Tigers. fed in front, and it gets away all the way down ice, heading to the empty net, but just wide. Good centering pass, but not able to connect was New Richmond. Under 2 minutes to go. Extra attacker out for the Tigers. Puck is played by the Warriors and cleared back into the New Richmond zone. Chasing it down is Lance Howard. Howard behind his own cage. Howard getting pressured. Moved to the right-hand side. Back up to center. Good news is Chase Kraft back in. Oh, DuPoint back in as well. And DuPoint into the empty net. I saw Kraft, and then all of a sudden it's in the stick of Cooper DuPoint, who is back out there as well. The empty netter, and that should do it. And the Warriors will get a huge win here today. Second goal of the game for Cooper DuPoint. 15:24, the time of that goal. So the Warriors outshot 13-4 in the third period, have added two goals to their lead. Back in net now is Bowman. He'll play the puck. Puck up to center. Played by Xander DeBile. Now grabbed by New Richmond. Back into the zone. Puck gets deflected back to the point. Slap shot high and wide of the cage. Warriors will clear the zone. Resetting at their own blue line is New Richmond. Oh, and a bad pass with 1 minute to go. Goes all the way back behind the cage. Picked up by Zaylin Sweet. Sweet gets it up to center. Now New Richmond back into the zone. Right wing side, Wolchus. Puck picked up and a shot and a goal. It got deflected right between the circles. And Leighton Bosco able to rip it home with 49 seconds to go and make it 6-4. Little bit of a fortunate bounce. It was deflected and came right between the circles to Bosco, who ripped it on a one-timer, Pascal Cucci. 16-11, the time of that goal. Well, that empty netter turning into a big one. Still a two-goal lead here for Wausau West. Empty net again now for New Richmond. Face-off controlled by the Tigers. Dumped in deep. Left corner. With it is... There's a shot in the save! So a quick opportunity there for New Richmond. Shot by Langenis right into the equipment of Julian Scalcucci. 40 seconds to go. Six to four Warriors. Face off to the right of Julian Scalcucci. Face off won by the Tigers. Puck thrown in front. Puck is loose. Still loose. Oh, and it was inches from the goal line. Wraparound attempt. Diving on into Scalcucci, and he'll cover it up. That was literally inches from going to the back of the net. And again, some late pushing and shoving after the whistle. Boy, oh boy. Maybe I put this one in the bank a little early. New Richmond continuing to push, and they'll get a penalty finally on that pushing after the whistle as Bjorn Bonneman goes into the box. Well, the handshake's going to be very interesting here tonight. Two-minute minor for Bonneman. Back into the net will go Drake Bowman. I think we're going to get another timeout. Yep, timeout will be called. 54 seconds to go. I should say, no, that's the timeout countdown. About 25 seconds to go in the game. Stick around for our post game. Lots of recap in this one. Plus, we'll get a chance to talk to the head coach, B.J. Brandt, as well. That's coming up in our post game show here on 98.9 WXCO. Warriors looking for their 14th win of the season. Five regular season games remaining after this one. Conference games against EMU Tuesday, DC Everest on Thursday. Makeup game against Eau Claire North a week from Monday. Wisconsin Rapids a week from Tuesday. And they'll finish things up a week from Thursday at Nino Hortonville Menasheu. Took Stevens Point to overtime this week. Off the faceoff, shot is stopped. Chase Crass with that shot. Puck into the right corner. Cooper to Point. To Point, still fighting for it. Now Crass, now to Point again. To Point gets tripped up. No penalty called. 13 seconds to go. Here comes New Richmond back to center ice. With it is Howard. Howard shackles wide of the cage. Chased down by DePoint with 5 seconds to go. Cooper. Oh, and a big collision right below me. And that will be the final word on this one as the Warriors win it 6-4. Holy cow, what a game here tonight.